There are two other issues that we have to explain that took place at the time that the Arabs took such tremendous control of the world. The first thing, as far as the world is concerned, Europe at that time was going through what we call the Dark Ages, because the Christians, under the Christians, there was no science that was learned, nothing was learned. The knowledge was not spread. If anything, the knowledge that came from the Greeks, from the Greek cultures, Greek philosophy, Greek sciences, was not at all studied amongst the Europeans. And for those who are familiar, Europe went through the Dark Ages. When the Arabs came into these different countries, so they adopted the culture of the different countries, and they also adopted the knowledge of the different countries, and they took it and they advanced those knowledges. So in other words, it was when Europe was going through the Dark Ages and had no real medicine, and if a person got sick, so they told them to have faith. So the Muslims were involved in the development of medicine, hospitals, medicines, going into all different types of studies in how to cure and how to prevent different diseases. If we talk about mathematics, they developed algebra, geometry, and so forth. Then we talk about architecture. We could talk about, and also, of course, philosophy. They got involved in every facet of Chochmah that there is in the world. And this is not for us to describe right now, but they are the ones who kept Greek culture from disappearing from the world. They're the ones that developed it, that ultimately landed up with the beginning of the Renaissance, where it went from the Arabs to the Europeans, and somehow the Arabs are the ones that lost it all. But the ones that kept it going for those hundreds of years were the Arabs, not at all the Europeans. They were the greatest chachamim of the world. As you mentioned, they were involved in philosophy. And because they were involved in philosophy, so they were the ones that challenged, so to say, Klal Yisrael with their philosophical teachings. And I would assume that that's the reason why we find amongst the Svardasha Rishonim different svarim that were written, b'negeya, philosophical types of svarim that were written b'negeya to our emuna, because the Arabs came to debate against the Yidden using philosophical challenges that they picked up from Greek philosophy. So for instance, we have svarim like the Emuna V'deis, the Chayvus Halvavos, the Kuzari, the Mari Nevuchim. These are all svarim that were written by Svardasha Rishonim, but were not written by Gaonim in the case of Rav Sadia Gaon and the Emuna V'deis. But we don't have such svarim b'derech klal coming out of the Europeish countries, because there was no such challenge in the Europeish countries, because there was no chachmah. Chachmas Hagoyim b'derech klal did not exist under the Europeans. But the other thing that is very important for us to understand was that it was under the Arabs, when the Yidden were together with the Arabs, that the Tkufas Haga'onim, hundreds of years of the Tkufas Haga'onim, that the Tkufas Haga'onim was able to develop in the world. And once again, we're talking about after the Gemara was written, and now we're going into the Tkufas Haga'onim and the beginning of the Tkufas Rishonim. All this was centered in Baghdad, in Bavel, and Bederech Klal, and every rule has its exceptions, so we're only going to use this as a rule. We lived in peace with the Arabs, and Bavel, which was under the control of the Arabs, became the center of Torah learning in the world. Talmidim came from all over the world, and the way they got there was because, as we mentioned, the roads, the Arabs built roads. They built it for trade, but they built roads, and the roads were safe. They were safe for trade, but they were also safe for the Talmidim to be able to travel, to come to the yeshivas in Bavel. And there's no question about it that the Talmidim, when they left Bavel, went back to the countries they came from, so they developed yeshivas in the countries that they came from. And that's how we have Rav Sadia Gaon coming from a country like Egypt. So it was under the Arabs in the time of the Tkufas HaGaonim, that for hundreds of years that we lived in peace with the Arabs, and Torah was spread, Torah was matzliach, all through the Kayach that we had, Machmas, the fact that we lived by the Arabs. Different Sfarim that were written, Shultas Rabachoy, Bal Halachas Kedoyles, we have the Siddha then, the Siddha of Rav Amram Gaon, that was put together because the Gaonim, of course, wanted that everybody should daven with the same Nusach, there should be this Achdus in Klal Yisrael. The Stipler, one of his Sfarim, writes that it was under the Gaonim that they learned Sifrei Kabbalah. They're the ones that made it, that put the Zayin into the different parshias, made it so that each parsha had from the Sefer Zayin what was Negeya to it. And without a doubt, there were many Kabbalistic issues that we have, different tefillahs that we have that came in the time of the Gaonim. The Ikar, what we need to understand is that it was for hundreds of years under the Arabs we lived in peace. Torah flourished under the Arabs, with their Chlau we lived in peace under the Arabs. And once again, if one would have learned the Pirkei Reb Elezer talking about the tzaras that we're going to have from Yishmael, so now it became even a bigger Pella, because even now when they were a world power, but we didn't have tzaras from them, if anything, the opposite, we were able to flourish under them.